CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. All eyes are on the White House, where a conversation between President Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin could take place this hour on ending the war in Ukraine. Correspondent Natalie Brand has our top story.
This phone call, high-stakes phone call, comes after Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff, who's been involved in all of these negotiations, traveled to Russia to talk to Russian President Putin in person and try to really push this ceasefire deal that had been negotiated between the U.S. and Ukraine.
Pushback from global leaders after Israel launched a wave of airstrikes across Gaza, hitting Hamas targets in its heaviest assault since a fragile ceasefire began in January. UN spokesman Tamim Al-Kitan.
This will add tragedy onto the tragedy. The last 18 months of violence have made abundantly clear there is no military path out of this crisis.
Former State Department Middle East envoy Aaron David Miller.
Getting to the second phase of what was supposed to be a three-phased arrangement was never going to be possible, in large part because the gaps on the requirements that Hamas and Israel are enjoined to undertake according to this three-phase deal, we're simply too large to bridge.
The long process of recovery is just beginning for people who lost homes to tornadoes over the weekend, among them Carl Parker in Poplar, Missouri.
I feel blessed. You know, I'm alive. You know, everything I got's gone, but, you know, I'm blessed. God kept me alive.
President Trump calling for the federal judge who's tried to stop migrant deportation flights to El Salvador to be impeached, labeling him crooked. But legal contributor Jill Levinson says
it's not very clear that the president can use this law dating back from 1798 to say that he has the power to deport certain people who are in this country.
Judge James Boasberg's ordered the administration to provide more information by noon Eastern on those deportations. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's canceled his book tour after heavy criticism over his vote to move forward with a Republican spending plan. He tells CBS Mornings it was the better choice.
One of the Republican senators who knows said to us, "You'll be in the shutdown for 6 to 9 months till we totally destroy the federal government." So the shutdown was a much worse alternative.
The Dodgers have opened the 2025 season with a win over the Cubs in Tokyo.
Scorched to the right side, and it's Ohtani that's provided the first hit for the Dodgers.
Shohei had two hits, scored twice in L.A.'s 4-1 win over Chicago. Dow's down 238. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. In-person absentee voting for the April 1st election starts today. You can find voting information at myvote.wi.gov. You can learn about candidates through video interviews on the Racine County I website. The Racine Common Council will vote tonight on possibly overriding Mayor Corey Mason's veto last week. The changes would have shifted committee appointment power from the mayor to the council president. A two-thirds majority is required for the override to succeed. Senator Tammy Baldwin is on a statewide tour. Her Racine stop location Thursday has yet to be announced. A 43-year-old registered sex offender in Racine has been arrested for allegedly filming children at the Gilmore School. It happened outside the school March 5th. Paul Shelton faces multiple charges, including failing to update his sex offender information and photographing a minor without consent. And Thursday at 6, Friday at 1. Those are the broadcast start times for the upcoming state basketball tournament games. Two Racine teams are in contention. The Prairie School tips first, then Park. We'll also air the final games if a local team gets in. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
A setback for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks' backup center, Jericho Sims, will be out for at least a month. Sims had surgery yesterday in New York after suffering torn ligaments in his right thumb. It happened early Saturday night against the Pacers. Sims, after the game, his right hand all taped up.
Happened the first few seconds I was in. I got caught on another player when I was cutting him off. physical is just boxing out. I mean, that's something that we usually are good at, but, you know, it's certain teams we tend to struggle with.
The Bucks open a five-game road trip tonight against Golden State. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Denver for their game Thursday afternoon against Montana. Marquette will face New Mexico in Cleveland on Friday night. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Padres 14-8 out in Arizona. Infielder Bryce Terang sitting out with a sore shoulder. For now, it looks like Joey Ortiz will start at shortstop on opening day. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
We are watching a storm system that will bring rain and a few thunderstorms tomorrow, and then rain will change to some snow tomorrow night into Thursday. There could be some minor accumulation and possibly some slick roads Thursday morning. Today, clouds in the morning, a little more sunshine in the afternoon with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Racine Mayor Corey Mason, the guest on the Don Rosen Morning Show tomorrow, WRJN.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum. How can't you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me, whoa. You cry and moan and say it will work out. But honey child, the trees.
From Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Sight.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, Three Dog Night. The song was so big. Every TV show at the time was clamoring for Three Dog Night. Get them on. They did a Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour co-starring John Wayne. They did bits with John Wayne on TV. They were on Playboy After Dark with Hugh Hefner. I mean, how big do you want to be, right? Three Dog Night, Joy to the World. Listen, the WRJN has got some things that we want to give you. You can win from WRJN, and we're going to give you a chance to text to win them. How easy is that? So if you don't already, have the Civic Media app loaded on your smartphone, and do that between now and when we start giving things away. Soon. WRJN.com.
Need groceries without the hassle of a big box store? Cristiano Supermarket has you covered with a wide selection of everyday essentials at competitive prices. Enjoy fresh signature subs from Lee's Deli, EBT for your convenience, and plain black or white t-shirts up to 5XL for just $5 every day. Feeling lucky? Join the winners who got their Wisconsin State Lottery tickets at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just good luck and great deals. Swing by Cristiano Supermarket at 21st and Kearney in Racine.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I gotta have more cowbell. Well, that works. Hugh Masekela on WRJN.
Baby love, News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Songs about staying together. So innocent. The Supremes. Here comes Stuart J. Waddles with an update now from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Today's the first day of in-person absentee voting for the April 1st election. You can find all that voting information at myvote.wi.gov. Once you find out where and how you can vote, check out the Racine County Eye to find out more about the people on the ballot. On that website today, video interviews with folks running in Racine. Get to know the candidates at racinecountyeye.com. Tonight, the Racine Common Council faces a big decision as they vote on whether to override Mayor Corey Mason's veto of recent procedural changes. The vetoed amendments would have granted the council president the authority to appoint committee members and to allow the committees to elect their own chairs. The council could override the veto tonight. The issue has sparked debate over the balance of power in city government. That meeting starts at 6 this evening. It's still not known exactly where Senator Tammy Baldwin will be stopping in Racine Thursday. She's off on what she calls a hands-off-my-Medicaid tour. Baldwin claims Republicans want to make changes to Medicaid. However, GOP officials say that's not the case and that they're aiming to reduce waste, fraud, and abuse. And two Racine teams are in the semis, and both games are coming to WRJN. The boys' high school basketball tournament will feature two Racine teams, with the Prairie School taking the court Thursday. We'll have coverage starting at 6 p.m. Park plays Friday with a 1 p.m. broadcast start time. Should either or both teams advance to the finals, those games will air Saturday on these airwaves. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy, but still mild today with highs reaching 50 degrees. And tomorrow, it'll be overcast with showers and storms moving in by the afternoon. High temperatures will hit 50 degrees and slide below freezing overnight. This is going to switch the rain over to all snow overnight and into early Thursday morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
American woman, said get away. American woman.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We'll be talking Brewers baseball in just a minute. Enjoy the sunshine, Superman, WRJN.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while, you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, 'cause I made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I'll tell you right now. You're going.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. The song always reminds me of the movie Major League.
Wow, thing. You make my heart sing. You make everything groovy. Wow, thing. Wow, thing, I think I love you. Sure. Come on.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. I was talking about Major League a few minutes ago, the baseball movie. Well, the Brewers still in spring training, and they've got another spring training game coming up Sunday at 3 o'clock that you can hear here on WRJN. Sponsored by the Lanes on 20, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, Ferraro's Pizza, Easy Mobility Solutions, Main Street Bakery, and Lee's Deli. Brewer baseball, preseason and all regular season long, here on WRJN.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power scooters or power chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Offering small ship experiences with a shore excursion included in every port. And programs designed for cultural enrichment. Learn more at Viking.com.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We remember the important work of Carrie Morgan. She became a pivotal figure in education in the Appleton area during the late 1800s and was elected superintendent of schools in 1894. Morgan believed in the importance of early childhood learning and took the bold step to establish a kindergarten program. Her forward thinking also laid the foundation for a school dedicated to deaf and handicapped students. She believed every child, regardless of abilities, should have access to education. These efforts set the stage for programs still in use today. Morgan Alley in downtown Appleton was named in her honor in 2019. Her legacy reminds us all of the power to be inclusive and innovative. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Amanda Nimmer.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN with Marvin Gaye, hearing it through the grapevine. Nowadays, he'd read about it on social media along with everybody else. My, how times have changed. Well, not really, it's still gossip on WRJN.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
I love her, Kentucky woman. Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. President Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin are believed to be talking about Ukraine right now. Trump is attempting to foster a ceasefire and a possible end of the war there. Here's CBS's Holly Williams.
He'll discuss land and power plants with Vladimir Putin on their call today. Now, Russia's occupying around 20% of Ukraine, has laid claim to even more,